Alrighty then, look at this. It is time we check in because it's Tuesday at 7:37. We try to do it around 7:30 or so. We check in with the folks over there at Magic Valley News. And Kathy, good morning to you. How are you today?
I am doing good. Guess what?
What is going on?
Friday we go to print for February's issue.
So that means, now there is more to this story. You need information.
We do. I mean, if someone has an event going on, they need to let me know today.
There you go.
So that, you know, to do that. But, you know, we've only got 21 events left for the month of January, plus the 38 events that, you know, are ongoing.
Right.
You know, so that gives you 59 events of things to do. And, you know, there's live music, book clubs, you know, there's different group meetings. That, they may be held at the library. They may be for grief. They may be for AA or Al-Anon meetings. There's, you know, bingo, archery league. So check out that repeat section on page 3 because that'll really give you some insight, you know, as to what you can, you know, what's going on. And there's a whole bunch of events going on at Harrod Center. In fact, tonight at 6 o'clock, you can snuggle with a snake at their reptile review.
I don't think I will be snuggling with a snake. Just going to throw that out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, one time I was at a fair, and this guy was walking around with a snake, and you know, we could hold him, and it's like going, he says, it just feels like leather. So I bent down and rubbed my shoe and said, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's me. By the way, we need to tell people what we're talking about. Magic Valley News, this is a monthly free publication that you put out there throughout Southern Idaho. So if you're out and about, you're a lot of times at the restaurant, they have a lot of them there. And so just grab one of those as you're sitting down with your menu and just read it. So anyway, back to task here.
We've got 200 places that you can pick them up at.
Yeah.
Plus checking them out online. But then tomorrow at the library in Hagerman, they are doing a junk journaling class. That sounds interesting. So that might be that. Then on the 23rd at 5:30 at Pebble Ponds, they have music bingo. So if you're into doing bingo and stuff like that, there you can go. It's music. And they also will have special tasting and drink specials.
Okay.
On the 24th in Glens Ferry, they are having their midwinter comedy night with Dan Paulus and Marcus Wilson.
Okay.
Also on the 24th at 7:30 at CSI is the Twin Falls, it's the Music American Patchwork Quartet. And that's $28 and up for that one to go that way. And then on the 25th, starting out at 11 a.m. in Twin, is a seed swap, and that's by the Master Gardeners, and that's at the library. The 25th is kind of a busy day because then if you can't decide, well, do I want to listen to live music? So if you do that, then you can take and go to Pebble Ponds and listen to Rick and Mary Kuhn, or if it's like, but I want to see people beat someone up, then you can go to the
smoker,
Go to the Boxing Smoker at CSI Expo, and that's $12 and up. And then to finish out the week at Hagerman at 7 p.m. on the 25th is live music with Lane Bowen at the Wilson Club. And we get information from either the BLM or the Fish and Game. And so there is applications for the black bear controlled hunt. You can do those. That goes through the 15th of February to get those. And then from the BLM, there's of course the closures in the South Hills. Went into effect on the 16th, so be aware of that. But they're also going to be hosting a virtual information forum on Tuesday the 28th from 5 to 8, and it's to gather input on the Taurus Wind and Snake River solar projects.
Get information there. Well, Kathy, we need to find out, how do we get information to you? What's the best way? And today is the day, so make sure you do that. How do we do it?
The best way is to give me a call at 208-536-0094.
All right.
And be sure and check out our Facebook page and like it, because we put, you know, different information on it, you know, for you to look at.
And what's
just Magic Valley News.
Yeah, and what is your website for people to go and you can just download it online if you'd like to read the magazine that way?
Right. It's Magic Valley News.
.com. .org.
No.
Dot something.
Try all of them.
Just go through them. You'll find it. Just type.
You'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah, just search for Magic Valley News. There you go. All right.
Oh, I almost gave you our email address.
Well, okay. I know it's early, so it is that. Well, I appreciate it, Kathy. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good week, Paul.
All right. Take care. We'll see you. All right. There you go, Kathy from Magic Valley News. As always, a pleasure to talk with her. All right. We're going to kick things off. We've got, of course, the latest from the rodeos coming up here in just a few minutes, of course, with Steve Kenyon. It's the Rodeo Report coming up. Stand by.